Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Luis Rodriguez, date of birth 7/18/1955, date of procedure November 30th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Your referring physician is Dr. Lydia Sanchez. Indications are heartburn, dyspepsia. Next line, procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, spray anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflexy was obtained in the cardio, period, air resection from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, period. Findings. The proximal mid-esophagus were unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis with one mucosal break less than 5 millimeters. Next line, biopsies were obtained of the distal esophagus for histology. Next line, Z line was noted at 39 centimeters from the bite block. And was overall regular other than the mucosal break. Next line. There was evidence of a small gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained of the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was a prominent ampulla. Biopsies were obtained of the surrounding tissue to rule out any underlying pathology or adenoma. Next line, unremarkable mucosa to D2 otherwise. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease plan. Recommend omeprazole daily. Could be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Comma prescription was given to patients. Next line, reflux precautions advised. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if ampullary biopsy reveals evidence of adenoma, we'll need referral to care. Next line, if biopsies are negative, we'll recommend repeating endoscopy in 3 months, 2 to 3 months for reevaluation. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.